And I guess.
Okay, so let's see the rest of the Rambam again. Okay, so we're doing the Rambam. So, again, I want to do is focus on, forget about how the Rambam learns the Gemara. Okay? Because, I mean, we'll figure out how he paskins, how does he know how to paskin. Let's just try to understand what the Rambam's saying. Okay, understand his idea. Understand if it fits with the ideas that we've been saying until now. Is it different than the ideas we've been saying until now? And like I just said, it's hard to know what the Rambam's gears on the Gemara was and all that, and how he paskin the Gemara. How did he know to paskin one way? Also, how did he know to paskin one way? I don't know how he knew. Maybe he knew, maybe he was a suffix and he goes, cool. I mean, it's a hard. Let's just try to get what the Rambam's saying. Okay, so basically he has three cases. Okay? Three cases, which I think will be significant later. Later we'll go into. We'll see. You'll see from the tshuva he writes. It's not accidental he has these cases, and they're not there's some cases will work and other cases won't work. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one case is basically it was common in all his cases, maybe we should just keep it simple for the time being, is that you start off by thinking the right bracha. It's the opposite case of our Gemara. You start off correctly. You start off thinking the right bracha. Okay, like you have a beer, and you think you're going to say shakal, and then in the middle you say, oh, it's wine, and you say hagafen. But it wasn't wine. It wasn't wine. You messed up. You were right in the first place. So the beginning of your bracha, the ikar of the bracha was correct. The end of the bracha is wrong. If anyone heard you, they'd say you said the absolute wrong bracha. Right? They'd say that you said bar pri hagafen. Right? And this is beer, and it's an open halacha that bar pri hagafen does not work on beer. Okay, the Rambam has it in the halacha right before this. Okay. He doesn't have it that way. He doesn't have one of the other cases. But basically, that's halacha. I mean, you can't make a rape off on shakal stuff. So basically, you explicitly said the absolute wrong bracha. Okay, but Ram says is since the beginning of the bracha, when he said Shema Malchus, you were thinking the right thing. You were thinking the correct thing. And there was no mistake in the beginning. Even though at the end, you did make a mistake. We don't go back. You don't have to go back. Okay, the beginning is good and the beginning saves you. Okay, so it's the opposite case, right? Like our Gemara's case was, let's say you have the beginning wrong and the rest of it right. So what happens? Right? Does that disqualify the bracha? Because of the fact that the beginning of it was wrong. But the Rambam's case is on the contrary, it's the opposite. Let's say you have the beginning right and the end wrong. Is the bracha still good? And presumably you could in theory ask the question, is the bracha good because the ikar of the bracha is good? Or do you go by the end? And the end is bad, so therefore the whole thing is bad. Right? I mean, in theory you could frame the Gemara. That's why it's tempting to say the Rambam had had this girsa on the Gemara. Which is possible. I said Kesef Mishnah I think wants to say that. But whatever. Whatever it is. The question is, does the question carry over? Does it matter? Okay, now the Ravid again. We said the Ravid says he's bothered. He's upset at the Rambam. Okay, we'll figure out what he's bothered by. But let's just take it simple. Okay, simply so far what we said. Do we have a? Could you say what we said so far in the Rambam? Okay, could we extend the question? For instance, the question which we had is: could it be extended in this direction, or is it limited to the direction our Gemara had it? Should we review the svara again? Yesterday was that question. There were two ways of doing it. One way is the question is, does the ikar of the bracha have a character of the matir? Does the ikar have the character of hagafen of shahakol? That's its the definition of it. Or you say, no, the ikar of the bracha is just generic. It doesn't have a character to it. It's just the bracha. It doesn't have any character to it. So if you say it has a character to it, then that's going to overpower the chasimahs. We'll define the bracha by the beginning. But if you say it doesn't have a character to it, so then the chasima defines the character. Right? Or that was one way. The other way was, no, the ikar definitely has a character, but what wins out? Does the ikar, the essence, win out, or that which is explicit win out? Okay, so whatever. Those are two ways to go. So the question is, could the same thing carry over to this? So good. So on the surface, you'd say, yeah, why not? Same question, right? Because what's happening? You have a bracha here. The beginning of your bracha has a character. Let's say it has a character of shahakol, because you were thinking that. The end of the bracha, which is explicit, is the character of hagafen. And now you want to say, oh, there's a conflict. What wins out? So if you say that the ikar has a character, then the ikar should win out, because that's the essence. Right? Or you could have argued the Iker doesn't have a character, and therefore you just have the Chasim one, then it's wrong. Right? Or in the other Svar also. If you say the question is, does the Iker win out or does the Chasim win out? Here's the exact same question. What's the difference if you want to disqualify the bracha because the Iker was wrong, or you want to make the bracha good because the Iker was right? Right? I mean, on the surface, it's the same question. I mean, the question is, if the Iker is messed up, does it mess it up? If the Iker is good, is it good? Right? Or do you go by the Iker or by the Chasima? So the Gemara's case was where the Iker is wrong. The Gemara's case was the Iker was wrong. And the Rambam's case, the Iker was right. Sorry, the Gemara's case, the Iker was wrong and the Chasima was correct. And the Rambam's case is where the Iker was correct and the Chasima was wrong. But whatever, I mean, what's the difference? Either way, the question is which one wins out? Does the Iker win out or does the Chasima win out? So what's the difference which way, right? I mean, on the surface, it's just, I mean, Rambam maybe even had the Gersa of the Gemara and he's just carrying it over. Right? I mean, he's just carrying it over that we go by the Iker. And he's telling you, maybe he's even telling you, not only does it work if the Iker is bad, it's going to mess up the bracha. Maybe he's telling you if the Iker is good, it's going to make the bracha good. Right? I mean, the Rambam is teaching you that case, and it's implicit. I would think it's implicit from the Rambam if you just read this Rambam, because the Rambam says, why is the bracha good? Because the Iker was good, and you didn't have a mistake in the Iker. So what do you deduce from the Rambam if you did have a mistake in the Iker? Then it would be bad, right? So it would seem it's implicit in the Rambam the other way also. So it could be the Rambam's telling you, this is a bigger chiddush maybe, telling you that even though you said the wrong bracha, it's still good. Even though you said the wrong bracha, it's still good. So, I mean, the Rambam could hold their equivalent questions. The Rambam just brings down the bigger chiddush. I mean, I don't see why you have to change the gear so constantly. Why you just say the Rambam's telling you this case is a bigger chiddush. It's going further than the Gemara, whatever. Right? I mean, you could say that. Okay, so you show me this good question. Why is it a bigger chiddush? I mean, if the Iker bracha is the Iker bracha, that's essence, then whatever, then why is it a bigger chiddush? Okay, hold the question. Okay, you're right. I'd have to explain that. But in theory, you can imagine such a thing, you know? But, I mean, you're right. I'm kind of being vague for now. But let's keep that vague for now. Just saying, it's not a problem. The Rambam's not problematic. I mean, it sounds problematic because he has a different case of the Gemara. That's why I just don't see why you have to... There's no reason to say he had a different Gersa. I think the Gersa Mishnah kind of says that anyways. I don't think he's saying that you have to say that. He just says, you know, why not? You know, but I just there's no reason you don't have to say that. The only question is, you could ask one question, is why the Rambam Paskin said we go by the Iker? Because the Gemara kind of left it out. The Gemara just asked the question. The Gemara tried to prove, it had two attempts to prove that we go by the Chasima, that we don't go by the Iker, we go by the Chasima, and it rejected them both. Okay, so you could argue that the Rambam sees... I mean, it's hard to know these kinds of things, but I mean, one I've seen this type of argument before is like, you could say the Rambam sees the Gemara is trying to prove that, but it keeps knocking them off. Like, the things which seem to imply that you go by the Chasima, and the Gemara is against them, knocking them off. So it could be, you'll say, the Gemara is really holding that, you know. But it's, you go either way with that. I mean, you could say, no, you see the Gemara is trying to prove that the Chasima is the, you know. So it's hard to know. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's tricky to know how the Rambam knew how to paskin. I mean, the only thing is you'd be tempted to say, I think some want to say, you're pretty paskin lekula, which means you go lenient. And since lenient, you say you don't have to go back. But the problem is, the implication of the Rambam is if you mess up the Iker, then you will have to go back. So that's not lenient. That's stringent. So, you know, I mean, you can't. It's not lenient in both cases. If you said the Rambam is lenient in both cases, but then you should have to bring down that other case and say in that case also you don't go back. So in this case there is no lenience because the only way to lenient is lenient in both cases. But the Rambam doesn't sound like he's going by that. It sounds like he's definitively picking one side. But again, that's not the biggest kasha in the world because I don't know how the Rambam Paskins is a different question. How do you know? How do you know? He liked the Svara. You know, he deduced it from the way the Gemara was talking about it. Deduced it from some other Gemara somewhere, something. Who, you know, it's hard to. It's not, I mean, it's a hard kind of a question, and you know, that's the kind of, you know, I'm not so bothered by that. I mean, he's passing that way, I don't know, you know, he knows, who knows, we don't know how to pass from the Gemara. So anyway, I'm new, and that's how he passed them. So I'm not going to lose sleep over that question, at least for now. Okay? If you come up with a good answer, I'm not saying it's a little bothersome. If you have a good answer, then a good answer is always good, but it's not like, I don't think it's worth, you know, twisting Svaras because of the fact that Ram, you don't know how the Ram knew. It's not like he's passing against the Gemara, just the Gemara never passing. The Gemara left it open, and the Rambam comes one way. Okay, fine. So far, I don't see any problems in the Rambam. The Rambam's good, it's smooth, nothing wrong, right? But, so that brings us to the Ravid, right? Because the Ravid doesn't think it was that smooth, right? Quite the contrary. He said, Kol Masha Kosav Elo Dorma Kol Hecha. All the things that the Ram wrote in these matters are all empty. Okay, and nonsense. Hevel, I'm not sure the best word for futile. Right?
That's the
art scroll. Yeah, futile, right? Yeah, and Kohelas, right? Hevel, Hevel, Makol, Hevel.
Futility,
yeah, right. Futility, futilities. There you go. So that's what the Ravid's invoking on the Rambam. Okay? Why? She'in holchen ela achar hapira she'otzi b'pev. Because we just go by what he said explicitly. Okay? You just go by what he said explicitly. And the Rambam is saying that here you have a bracha, which you said the absolute wrong bracha. You made a hagafen on beer, and you tell me it's a good bracha. That's ridiculous. How could that possibly be? How could that possibly be? You said the wrong thing. Right? Which, if you didn't know better, if you hadn't done this sugya, you'd agree with the Ravid. That's ridiculous. You said the wrong bracha. How could that be good? It's an open halacha that if you say hagafen on beer, it's a bit bad. So you'll say, well, I was thinking at the beginning. You say, who cares what you're thinking? But Ravid, the Rambam's not making it up. I mean, this is based on the Gemara, which asks, do you go by the Iker, or do you go by the Chasima? The Gemara asks that. And what does it mean, the Iker? The Iker means what you're thinking in the Iker. Obviously, it means what you're thinking in the Iker. You're not saying it. The Iker is just Baruch Hashem Kenal Ha'olam. So it means what you're thinking in the Iker. So the Gemara asks the question, what takes precedence, the Iker or the Chasima? And the Rambam's going one way. So what, the Ravid's saying is it's Hevel because the Rambam paskins like one side? I mean, if the Ravid's saying is I think you should have paskin like the other side, that's not Hevel. It's not stupid, it's not futile. The Rambam's just, he's going like one side. How does the Ravid so confident? I mean, give an argument at least. What is your argument that that's the wrong way to go? I mean, just say that it's Hevel because, you know, he's making it like it's a svar, that how could this be? It's ridiculous. So, I mean, it's hard to say that he just doesn't like the way the Rambam paskin. He should say, how does the Rambam know how to paskin? But he sounds like he's saying it's ridiculous. You only go by what you say explicitly. But, well, what do you mean? The Gemara asks, this is a question of the Gemara. It's not like the Rambam made this thing up. It's not like he's just coming from nowhere. So the problem is, what's the Ravid's question? Okay, good. So this is Jeremy and Hudor are saying good. That basically, I think this is the only way to say for the Ravid, I think. The only way to say for the Ravid is that he's bothered by the fact that the Rambam is changing cases. Because the Gemara never says that you could say the wrong bracha and it'd be good. The Gemara doesn't have that. The Gemara has where you say the right bracha. And it says if you had the right bracha, but you were thinking the wrong thing about the Iker, so that will apostle it. They'll disqualify the bracha. Or we won't. Okay? You're saying the right bracha, but you were thinking something in the Iker, and the worst question is that going to disqualify it? Is it not disqualified? So he says, that's fine. So that's the worst question. But the Rambam is going further. He's saying is that you could say the wrong bracha and it's going to be good because of what you're thinking. You could actually create a good bracha based on your thinking. He says, how do you do that? That's already a different story. That's a different story. You said the wrong bracha. So you were thinking at the beginning and that's going to make a bracha. So that's what the Rambam means, is that we only go by what you said. Well, if you said it prior right bracha, that's fine. That's and you could say it's a good bracha. But the Ravid doesn't mean that we never look into what the guy's thinking. We could look into what he's thinking to disqualify a bracha. So the Ravid's talking very strongly. But he can't mean we only go by what he says, because it's not true. If he says it right and he thinks the wrong thing, that may disqualify it. But he means, in terms of making the bracha good, we only go by what he says. Maybe we could explain that a little more, why he's talking like that. But I mean, that must be what he's bothered by, is that the Rambam is going further than the Gemara is saying, and the Ravid doesn't like that. On the surface, though, this is all very nice on a factual level, but like we just talked about 5 minutes ago, is the Rambam is accurate, because what's the difference? Like you said, why is this a bigger chiddush than that? Is the bottom line, is the Iker has a character, and the Iker is more essential than the Chasima, then it will apostle it, and it will make it kosher. Disqualify it or make it good. What's the difference? What is the difference? Why does it matter? Who cares what you said? But you're telling me the Iker is the Iker. The Iker has a character. So why, if it could disqualify, why can't it make it good? Right? But that's kind of what I was hinting at. You know, Jeremy, you know, saying that it could be the Rambam is changing the case because he's showing you a bigger chiddush, that he's the big chiddush that the Rav is not willing to say. That even in this case, we go by the Iker. And that's why the Rav understood that's what the Rambam is doing. He's changing because the Rambam is saying is, not only will the Iker disqualify, the Iker will make it good. He's specifically switching the case because he's extending the Gemara, and based on his understanding of the Gemara, it doesn't make any difference this way or that way, so he tells you the Birkei Chiddush. And the Ravid says, hold on a second. Not so fast. You can't just do that. Gemara's case is a different case, and you have no right to extend it this way. The Ravid's understanding of the Gemara is not, will not allow it to carry over. Question is, what's the Svaras? I mean, again, this is all just kind of methodology, just, you know, following steps. And just, you know, the question is, what's the idea behind the thing? You know, this is all well and good if you come up with an idea. You know, just this is, you know, this is the facts. So to be deducing what the facts must be. I mean, because the Ravid is very vague. So the question is, what is the idea? On the surface, the Ravid is the one who needs to defend himself. The Rambam is just saying, we go by the essence. The Iker is the Iker. Why should the Ravid, what's the Ravid's for to differentiate? So here that's also a good question, is that why does the Ravid say that the Ravid should say you only go by the Chasima? Right, that's what he's saying, but he doesn't say that. He says you just go by the Pirish Shehotzi B'Pif. You go by what he said. You know, what he said, you mean by the Chasima. The Gemara's question is, do you go by the Ikar or by the Chasima? So I should say you only go by the Chasima. Why is he saying that's your Pirish Shehotzi B'Pif? That's the Gemara is a phrase for that. It's not just, you know. So why is he saying that? That's a good question also. Okay, so the thing like this, maybe the Ravid is going on another aspect, which is something you guys brought up, and I kind of told you not to think about this, but maybe now's a good time to, which is that the brachas here, we're talking here about brachas and anim, okay, which is a bracha for foods. Okay, you want to have ana, pleasure, from this world, so the permit. You're not allowed to have a pleasure from this world without first making a bracha and recognizing God as the source of the thing. That's the halacha of the brachas before you eat. Okay, before you brachas ananim, it's called. Okay. Now, and that's the cases which is going on here in this halacha and the Rambam. I mean, the Gemara brings in other cases, but that's this Rambam here. Now, again, the permit to eat an apple is that you recognize God is the source of fruit trees. The permit to eat something, to have a pleasure in general, but I'm going to just say eat from now on, is that you give praise regarding the existence of this thing, a praise which relates to this object, and that allows you. In other words, you can't eat the thing thinking as if it's your own thing or as if it's just the thing which happens to exist. You have no right to eat it. God gave you a right to eat stuff and to enjoy the world, if you first recognize, don't distort the reality of the thing, but first recognize it's from God, and he's the source of these things, and then you could eat it. And you could even, for instance, even if you're eating an apple, and you say, Shakol Ni'avadvara, which means everything is from God, that's sufficient, because it's general, it includes this. But, for instance, if I have a cup of beer, and I say that God is the one who made grapevines, so there's absolutely nothing to do with the beer. So simply, I have no right, I have no permit to eat this thing. Even, the Ravid will say, even if you want to tell me conceptually there's a halachic, see maybe I'll take one step, that a bracha exists, like as an, so to speak, before Matan Torah, before the Tayag Mitzvos, before we have the Torah, before Sinai. The bracha is a phenomenon. Praise, Shevach Hashem, praise of God is a phenomenon. You don't need the Torah to create the institution of praise. Praise is a phenomenon which existed beforehand. Anyone could give praise to God. Avraham Avinu gave praise to God. Right? I mean, it's not invented by Halacha. I mean, before Halacha, you didn't have a lulav. No such thing as lulav. Lulav is a mitzvah that's created from the Torah. Lulav is just a palm branch. You pick up a palm branch before the Torah is given. What are you doing? You know, but Shevach Hashem is an institution which predates the Torah. But even though Shevach predates the Torah, but once you have a halachic system, it so to speak, it finds itself in the halachic system, and halachic categories apply to it, and it takes on a halachic reality, and it's analyzed through the eyes of halacha. Okay, it's analyzed through the eyes of halacha. So there becomes an ikar and a tafel, you know, the components of the bracha, and you could define something based upon the ikar and, you know, all these things. I mean, you have a halachic structure, and a matir, and I mean, these are all halachic constructs. So the Rav is going to argue like this, is that in the permit to eat something without making a bracha, is only if you give praise regarding this thing. Now you're going to tell me, Rambam, that, well, the guy said, take the case, the guy said, Shakal Yosei Bari Pri Gafen, okay, God created fruit for vines on a cup of beer. Okay, on a cup of beer. So he just simply didn't give praise on the beer. He didn't say anything about beer. Now you'll say, yeah, but halachically, the praise that he gave is a halachic structure, which has an ikar and the chasima. And since the ikar halachically is the matir, and the matir has a character, and he had no right halachically to say Baruch Hashem, Lakinu Baruch Olam, if not for the fact that he's beginning and when he started it, that's what he was thinking. So therefore, halachically, the bracha as a ikar has a character of shakolni of dvaro, and therefore, when the ikar is shakol and the end is hagafen, and you have a clash halachically, what's going to win out is the ikar, because that's the essence. So now you're saying halachically it's defined that the guy did a bracha of shakol. So I will say it's very nice. It's very nice halachically. That's the character of the bracha. The bottom line is, in terms of the matir to eat the food, is that he gave shevach to Hashem on this object, and he didn't. Shevach is something which is predates the halachic. So you could say the halachic category, the definition of the halacha, is one of praise. Is that's the character. If you had to classify in the halachic system, you classify the bracha based on the ikar. But bottom line is the guy simply, if he wasn't motzi bepiv, shevach is what the guy says. Primary idea of Shavach is, what do you say? What did you say? What did you praise God about? And you praise God about grapes. And you're not eating grapes. You're eating beer. It's nothing to do with the thing. So he simply holds it. That's not bracha. It can't work. Can't function as a matir. And that's the question. I mean, I'll get back to the Rambam in a second. But that's the question. Is that could the matir, when you say that the bracha is a matir, could it be a matir of you for you to eat the food, based upon the halachic character of the bracha, or the matir has to be explicit in terms of shavach, in the framework of shavach, which is that you actually gave praise on the thing, you know, and the fact that in the halachic structure of the thing it has character is shakol, is that sufficient to be a matir, or the matir has to be in the context, in the framework of shavach, of the explicit shavach that you gave. But the Ravid will say that if the opposite, which is that if you're drinking wine, the Gemara's case, if you're drinking wine, if you're drinking beer, right, if you're drinking beer, and you start off thinking that it's wine, and you start off thinking hagafen, and then you finish up shahakol, so even though explicitly the bracha shevach was a shevach of shahakol, but since halachically the character of your bracha is defined by the ikar, and halachically the bracha is the bracha of agafen, halachically it's defined as agafen, it's as if you said agafen, so halachically that's going to contradict the nature of the bracha, so it's simply going to disqualify it. So it's like you have a shevach of, it's like a contradictory bracha. It's like you have a shevach of, the shevach that you said explicitly shahakol, But Bama has created a halachic contradiction within the bracha, and it disqualifies it. The ikar, the essence of the bracha, defines it as something other. So it's going to disqualify the bracha. So that you could do. You could disqualify the bracha, basically, even though your shevach was good, but the bracha becomes possible. It's disqualified halachically. So halachically, now your bracha is shot. So you'll say, yeah, but I gave praise. It's very nice, but halachically you have a chiyuv bracha of, not, you can't just say, well, I gave shavach. It's very nice, but you have a halachic chiyuv bracha, and the bracha is defined by the halachically, you're lacking the takana. The takana is you have to say bracha of shakal, and you didn't say bracha of shakal because the bracha is defined by the ikar. So that they could do. The ikar could disqualify it. But you can't create the shavach through the halachic construct of the ikar. You can't create the bracha like that. So the matir has to be that you explicitly, as a gavra, were involved in praising God about grapes. So you didn't say that. You didn't praise God about grapes. But the Rambam's going to say is that once halacha, once bracha and shevach becomes halachified and it becomes incorporated into the system of Torah, now the halachic reality will define the shevach. And this is a shevach of shakal. You didn't say it explicitly, but halachically, that's its identity. And the Shavach becomes totally defined by the halachic reality, and now you did say a bracha of Shachla, and you did give Shavach on the thing. You didn't say it explicitly, but that's halachic reality. That's the Ravid's argument, is we only go by the words that you said in your mouth. So he's not just saying chasimo, he's saying is, because chasimo is already in the world of the halachic definitions, and he knows that chasimo is trumped by the Ekar. You don't go by the Ekar chasimo, you go by the Ekar, that's what Ram's holding. But he's saying is there's a different category here, which is that of Shavach in the Matir. You can't have the permit to eat the food if in your words, if in your pit, in your lips, you didn't explicitly give Shavach on that thing. So therefore, basically, the bracha simply can't work. So the question is, yeah, but the Gemara doesn't only have cases of Brachas Ananim. The Gemara has other cases. The Gemara's case is about Yotzer HaMeoros, Shavach. So that's a good question. But I'd say... Yeah. So what I was saying is, like, so to speak, there's an isser when the Torah, when the Chum set up bracha, they endorsed a certain svara, which is that you're not allowed to have pleasure from this world without recognizing God. Okay. That's the svara which Brachas Ananim is based upon, and that's a svara which exists, and they've recognized halacha. That's true. That's a philosophical idea which the Chum's takana of brachas endorsed. Okay. Now the bottom line is the guy did not do that. The guy didn't do that. He didn't give shavach to God on this thing. He'll tell me in terms of the tikkun of bracha, the technical halachic structure of bracha, he's yotzei his mitzvah bracha. That's true, but the problem is you have no right to eat the thing just because you yotzei the bracha, but the problem is you're basically being nana from the world without giving shavach on the thing. And shavach is a reality which exists, and you didn't give praise on the thing. So in terms of the technical structure of the halachic structure, you'll say, fine, it's defined as that bracha. The problem is the gavra is negavra who's enjoying from this world without giving praise on the thing. You don't have no right to do that.
Well, let's say before.
So maybe it a little better is that when the Ravid says that when the Gemara says brachos, right? It says the halacha is, you know, why do you have to make a bracha? What's the source of the halacha of Brachas Ananim? So it says asar lanos min olam hazeh v'lo bracha. You're not allowed to be nana from this world. You have pleasure in this world without a bracha. Okay, so it's like an isser. It says if you're nana from this world, it's like ma'al. It's like me'ila, which means it's like using God's stuff which is devoted to the base of Mikdash without we have no right to use it. Because this is basically a thing which is God's thing, and you have no right to use it. Unless, and the permit is bracha. So the Torah, so there's an isser. So it's an isser. The bottom line is, it's also to be an anaphon as a little bracha. You're not allowed to. Okay, so the question is, so in order to, what is the matir? So again, that idea of the isser is an idea that is based on a philosophical idea, which is that it's God's stuff, and you have no right to use God's stuff without refers recognizing God as the source of it. Okay, and that's the svara. That's the Gemara says, the svara. You have no right to use it. It's not yours. You have no right to use it unless you first recognize God. Now, in order, the question is, now in order to now allow you to do it, so the Chazal formulated brachos, and they formulated Hilchos brachos, and they set up a whole halachic system, and now the halachic system has a mind of its own, so to speak, and it takes on a whole structure. And the Rav is going to say, so now you could come up with a case where it turns out you could align yourself with the halachic structure of the bracha, but in terms of the Isser, the permit for the Isser is that the Gavra give Shavach about this this food. And it turns out you could follow the halachic structure which Chazal set up, and your yotzei the bracha technically, which was all set up for this food, but bottom line is, in terms of the isser it does not align itself with the structure of brachos. The isser aligns itself with the underlying idea of that you're not allowed to have enough in this world without recognizing God vis-a-vis that thing. That's the machlokes in the Rambam, is that the isser, there's an isser to have enough without bracha, and then there's the takana, the mitzvah of bracha, the structure of bracha. The question is, are those two sides of the same coin? What is the Isser? The Isser is to have Hana without following Hilchos Brachos. So therefore, if Hilchos Brachos are good, then there's no Isser. Or you say, no, that the Isser is an idea that's based on a philosophical idea. You have no, it's like stealing from God. You have no right to have Hana without recognizing God. Now, in order to service that Isser, Chazal set up an institution of Brachos. And Hilchos Brachos tells you, how do you make Brachos? Now, it could turn out, though, you could have a funny case where you Yotze Hilchos Brachos, but now you've never really... The Gavra hasn't given praise about this thing, so it's going to turn out he has no matir. So the Isser still exists, so he's going to have to make the bracha again. But he did say the bracha, and Allah is defined as the bracha. It's just that the Isser, he still can't eat the thing, because the Isser doesn't exist independently. Right holds is like a dual system. Isser and the Mitzvah Brachos is are separate. Go separately. Run separately. Let me just say one thing. I mean, I don't have other questions, but I just want to answer David's question. Is that if you look at the Rivet, why don't you look at the Rivet carefully? And maybe I'm being a little bit meduyak here, a little bit picky on his text. But what does he say that's a little bit funny? What words is he adding in here which are awful a little bit? So let's just.
All in him.
Kol Masha Kosov, everything which he wrote, Be'eluha and Yonim, in these matters, Hakol Hava. So, what does he mean, Be'eluha and Yonim, in these matters? Okay? So, I don't know, maybe you could say that he means in Bechazanana.
No.
He means, that's what he means. He means he agrees with the Rambam in theory. Theoretically, the Rambam's right. I agree with you. That the Bracha is defined by the Iker, and the Iker is going to work both ways and all that. But the Rambam shouldn't flip the case. He can't flip it in these matters. When it comes to Berachos Ananim, you have no right to do that. This is the Bracha. The Rambam is writing this only in the context of Berachos Ananim. You can't make that flip over here. In these matters, you can't say it because we only go by what he said explicitly. So the Rambam would agree. The Gemara is one way. In terms of the Gemara's way, the passing the Bracha, disqualifying it, that, yeah, you could carry it over from Berachos Ananim to the Berachos Shevach. It doesn't make any difference. It's the same thing. But when you want to make the Bracha good, and it's Berachos Ananim, you have an additional requirement. That's the Rivet saying. You know what I mean? Perhaps. I mean, you could just say it means in these matters, it means this whole halacha is nonsense, you know? But I mean, I don't know if the Rivet usually does that. I mean, in these matters, I mean, he's writing on this halacha. He should just say, Kol Moshe Kosov Rambam, Kol Level. Everything that I'm writing is nonsense. What are you saying? In these matters? What do you mean, these matters? These are the matters. Yeah, you could say, is that Level? What do you mean, Kol Moshe Kosov Be'ilua and Yonim? What inyanim? It's not many inyanim. This is one halacha. It's not a whole. What's he talking about? It's not like there's a whole series of halachas here. This is one halacha, and he's saying I don't like it.
He does write in other places. He just says.
Called the Havel. Yeah, he says that. So what's he saying? Kol Moshe Kosov Be'ilua and Yonim. What inyanim? So it could be that's what he means. He means in the area of Berachos Ananim. That's what he means.
Like he's being sensitive not to offend like this application in other areas.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, you could apply it in other areas. When it comes to Shavach, if you have this flip, you could do it. But he says the Ram is not. You can't do that here. You can't do that here. This is a bad area to do it.
Is that why the Rambam says by Kriya Shema that it goes by?
That's a good question. No, you have to look at the Rambam by Kriya Shema. That's a problem. This is a problem anyway. This is the Rambam. There's more complications. We're not done yet. We're just getting started. The Rambam, they asked the Rambam about this problem, about this halacha, and he gave a very interesting answer. So I mean, we still have what to do here, and then maybe we'll get to that other Rambam.
Is
it
clear?
No. I mean, it is clear what he says. I mean, it's clear what he says, but it's not. Clear. We'll do it. We'll say. One thing I'd say here is this is. I'd say you know it's important to when we say svaras to know how confident you are about them. I mean, this is so tentative. I mean, the Rivet here is the Rivet doesn't say much. I think in general learning the Rivet is very much like that. I mean, the Rambam's also, but the Rivet's more so. I mean, the Rivet's oftentimes very, very vague, you know, and very non-explicit. He oftentimes just says this is a sahava. There's a lot of the Rivets where he just says this is crazy. All this stuff is wrong. And he's, what's bothering him? Who knows, you know? The Rav Chaim, he'll say, oh, well, the Rivet is based on this Gemara and this thing and that thing. I mean, it's very speculative and it's tentative. I mean, these things, I mean, you're guessing. I mean, there's a lot of guesswork here. You know, I mean, I think we're following good steps, but I'm not convinced that there's no other way to go on this thing. And they're making a big, you know, Elu Hinyanim is nice. I mean, you could say, you know. But, you know, I mean, I think they're good steps. But I'm just saying is we're positing here a new idea about the Rivet and about Berachos Ananim, you know. So, I mean, I'd say is, you think over the idea, think if it's a good idea. If you don't like the idea, then, you know, the idea should be a good idea. I think it's a nice idea. You have to think over if you like the idea. But, again, it's important to know. I wouldn't bet on this far. You know what I mean? Like, you have to know. You have to know how much support you have for the thing. So, I mean, I don't know if any far you're going to hear has that much support because the Rivet's so vague. You know, he doesn't really tell you exactly his problem. And he's openly, you can't take him literally. He's openly against the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara says you do go by what the guy's thinking. So, I mean, we followed some good steps at the beginning, you know, but, I mean, there are other ways to go. I mean, perhaps you, the way you were going could be developed more as, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is the only way to go. So, I mean, just think it's worth, you know, important to note that, you know. The thing comes down to intuitive question, is the Matir, is the Isser, you're not allowed to get enough from the world, without following Hilchos Brachos and following the structure of the Bracha, that's the Rambam. So if the Brachos say it's good, then it's good. Or no, the Isser is you're not allowed to get pleasure from the world without giving praise to God, b'piv, by the words you say, giving, there's a reality of a Gavur Meshabeach, and you're not allowed to enjoy the world without giving praise about that thing. And now, that's the Isser. And the Rechaz HaChacham recognized that as an Isser. Now they left it. They didn't just say, work out your own praise. Now they set up a structure of the Chiv, of Brachas Ananim, and the structure of how Brachas work out. But now you could come out with a funny case where in terms of the structure of the Bracha, because of the halachic system and the definitions and all that, it's your Yotzei and Mitzvah of Bracha. But it turns out the Gavra is never a Mishabeach, they never gave praise about this thing. So therefore he can't eat it. There's no matya, there's still Nisar in place, so he has to go back.
Yeah, according to that side,
what
would you say to the guy?
Yeah, I mean, that's another slide, but I mean, the Rambam would, I mean, that's that everything everyone would agree with. Is like, let's say you gave praise, you made up your own praise, but you didn't follow the structure Chazal set up. So, in terms of the philosophical Isser, you'd say, you're fine, you're okay, because you gave praise. Right? But in terms of the Takana, you're not yet. So, like, that's Allah. Kal Baruch Hashayinu. You make a mistake. If you change from the format of the chum, then it's they set up. It's not good. But the question is, why not? According to the Rambam, you didn't do anything. According to Ravid, he'll say, in terms of the philosophical Isser, he'll say, look, you did. You gave praise, but you're not. You'll say the structure. The structure. You're just lacking in terms of the takana of Brahma. You know what I mean? I mean, they'll interpret that differently. But you see, there is an idea like that. Like, if a guy does that and you say he didn't give praise, he did give praise. He made up his own praise. Why is that not praise? But it doesn't work. So you'll say, because that's a halachic, it's a halachic phrase, it's given a halachic structure. But the Ravid will say, yeah, but I mean, you can't deny the fact there is a reality of praise. They're two separate frameworks. You can say that I ate food without recognizing God. I didn't. I recognized God and I ate it. So what's wrong? The Ravid will say, what's wrong? Say, yeah, well, it's one of a different thing. I didn't do the halachos brachos properly. But the Rambam will say, no, praise has become incorporated into the halachic system, and it's one unified system now.
Yeah, but according to the Rambam...
According to the Rambam, there's two things. There's an Isser to be nana from the world without giving praise, and there's a Chiyuv that Chazal set up before you eat your Chayiv to say X, Y, Z. And if you don't follow the structure that they set up, then you know you'll say the Chiyuv, then you're not allowed to eat, that's the halacha, it's the halachic structure. Then you're Chayiv to say this thing, and if you're Chayiv to do it. And if you don't do it the way they set it up, you're not doing it. Now, you may have gotten around the Isser, but bottom line is you didn't follow the Takana like any other Takana Chams. Another issue of changing from the format of the Cham is that it's Chazal Se'eno El Atoa, you're making a mistake. Because if you think you come up with your own better Shavach, then you could argue that lacks in Shavach. Because your Shavach is always going to be worse than the Chazal's for the Shavach, because who are you? So it's like you're choosing an inferior Shavach. You could argue that's not really Shavach. You know? So there could be a different issue involved in changing, because you're choosing an inferior Shavach, so that lacks in some Shavach. I'm just throwing that out there. You could consider that. What I'm saying is, you didn't say the Chasima, because he said Chasima, he'd throw you back into the regular halachic sphere, and the halachic sphere, you don't go by that. He doesn't want you to think that he holds you go by the Chasima. He agrees with the Ram, you don't go by the Chasima, you go by the Iker. Hotzi Bepiv is like describing the human being and what he says with his mouth. He's trying to throw you out of the technical halachic definitions and into the idea of the Gavur Meshaveach, the guy giving praise. And it goes by, what did he say? What did he say with his lips? What did he say, bottom line? It doesn't sound halachic. I mean, what did he say? What's the halachic structure? No, what did he say? Because we're talking about Shavach, and Shavach goes, what did he say? What did the man say? What did his lips utter? That's Shavach. Halachic structures are very nice, but not in these areas. And Be'ilu and Yonim, there's another factor involved here, which is the idea of the Gavur Meshaveach, which is, the Gavur Meshaveach. Yeah. So what I'd like to do next is look at the, you click in the Migdal Oz. Migdal Oz is on the bottom here. Chas Yud Aleph, he quotes, I mean, he just quotes the Rambam's Tshuva. He says, Odro Yisi Chachmei L'Nilzal, Sheskimu. Okay, it's basically that till the end. It's in the middle of the Migdal Oz and Yud Aleph, like halfway through. He basically quotes the question and answer that they asked the Rambam regarding this matter. Basically, the Rambam says this whole thing only applies by beer, which is made out of grapes. It's a grape beer. It's not just regular beer. He says it wouldn't work by regular beer. It's because Hagafen is somewhat relevant to grape beer. Even though you're not Yotze if you say Hagafen, but it's still somewhat relevant. And he tries to pull that for all. The Rambam has three cases, so you kind of have to explain that type of thing in all three cases.
How would you explain that Stam beer is referring to?
Because he says, who are you saying, why the Gemara not specify? He'll say, because how could a guy make a mistake between beer and wine? He says, what kind of a guy makes a mistake? You don't realize it's beer? You ever look at beer? You ever look at wine? But if it's grape beer, then you can understand. I guess so. You'd think so. I mean, I don't know. You just go to basically, you know, you look at a cup of beer and you look at a cup of wine, whoever, you know. But if it's made out of grapes, it's going to be purple. It's going to, you know, say it could look like the same thing. I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
After a fifth beer, yeah, right.
So the Rambam's, you know, that's the Rambam's. That's why the Rambam says that. That's how he's dealing, I think, with that question. So anything, one ever said it. But it's implied, of course. What kind of idiot thinks that beer and wine? How do you ever? It's like an implicit question like tomorrow. How do you mix up beer and wine? Well, it's not exactly saying you're mixing up, you know, two purple drinks. It's just theoretical case. What?
Gemara always gives Kate.
You're right. Yeah, you could say that, but I'm just saying is you can't ask on the Rambam why didn't the Gemara say it. He'll say it's already implicit, and from the fact that the Gemara chose the case, which is you know the Gemara's case is a practical case. Yeah. You could answer that it's a theoretical case, but I mean the Rambam's just going to say, look, don't say the Gemara had to say it. It's if you think about it, it just kind of makes sense that that's the case it's talking about. So I mean, you look at the Rambam, but I mean he severely limits. He's asking me a question. He severely limits the thing. Because why should, according to what we've been saying, it shouldn't only work by, so who cares what kind of beer it is, right? I mean, what we're saying, what's really the difference? You're going by the ikker, who really cares if the words you say, you know, whatever. It's going to be the problem. So we'll do that. So that should get us going tomorrow, okay? So I guess read through the thing and try to figure out what's you know, how does this change things.